on budget for Friday, June 3rd to order. We will start off with a work session on House Bill 5084, Public Defense Service Commission. Representative Hannah.
Awesome.
Wait a minute, we don't even have a...
We don't have first speeches. We don't have any yellow
posters. We'll stand and read.
Maybe we'll just stand at ease for a bit.
Okay.
Just wing
it. I'm going to just read from the...
A special committee on budget for June 3rd. House, we're open a work session on 5084, Public Defense Service Commission. Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5084 is the budget bill for the Public Defense Services Commission. The 01 legislature established the commission and consolidated all trial and appellate public defense services in the commission. The agency is supported by general fund. The agency retains $953,206 million in other funds revenue from the $20 application and contribution fee that is paid by persons seeking public defense services in the trial court. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $175.8 million all funds, 54 positions, and 52.95 FTE. The budget includes a restoration of the governor's 9% unspecified reduction to the essential budget level for the judicial branch agencies. The restoration of $15.4 million will enable the commission to provide representation at the trial and appellate level for eligible persons. The budget includes standard reductions totaling $49,678 for PERS and attorney general rate reductions, a reduction of $39,669 in services, supplies, and capital outlay, and a reduction of $270,000, three positions, and 2.5 FTE in contract services, staffing, and support. The subcommittee also approved an other funds policy package that transfers $201,542,000 other funds from the application and contribution program and one position and 1.45 FTE to the judicial department. The transfer continues the statewide implementation of this program as directed by the 03 legislature. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that HB 5084 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Hannah recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussions on the motion. Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Reluctantly, I voted against this in committee. It's a good package, with the exception of package 802, which I think is, including that, has just... is a critical error in terms of undermining the ability of the department to be able to manage all of the contracts and all the resources that we're giving them. The amount is good. It's just that one package is incredibly troublesome. I don't think the budget should have moved forward while we still had that package in it. And I've heard there's discussions that it might be modified or changed later, but I think it's something that would have worked better if we'd done it in committee rather than just passing a budget on with a critical error in it. So I'll be a no vote on this.
Additional discussion? Representative Cutler.
Mr. Chair, I too have heard that things will be fixed. If I had some reassurance from the chair that that was going to happen, I'd be happy to agree with it today. Is that possible? Or
no.
This is the budget.
This is the budget.
All right. Then I will not object, but I reserve my right to vote on the floor.
Thank you, sir. Additional objections with in addition to Representative Hanson. Representative March. Let the record show that House Bill 5084 passes with the letter. Let the record show that objections from Representative Hanson and Representative March. House Bill 5087, Columbia River Gorge, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5087 is the appropriation bill for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. The commission was authorized by the 1986 Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act and then created through an interstate compact between Oregon and Washington. The compact took effect upon ratification by the U.S. Congress. These actions established the commission as a permanent regional agency with responsibility for land use policy in the 292,000-acre national scenic area. The interstate compact requires Oregon and Washington to equally share commission operating costs. The budget recommended by the House Special Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources totals $548,336 in general fund. The recommended budget represents a 36.9% reduction from the governor's proposed level. The subcommittee did not approve a policy package to add one position to perform planning functions and reduce the budget by $179,318, which is the amount identified by the commission as the cost to process appeals by the commission. The subcommittee acknowledged that appeals would not be eliminated and that other reductions in compliance, monitoring, and enforcement and assistance to counties would be reduced. We also reduced the budget an additional $4,460 for the House budget plan, 3% general fund reduction to services and supplies and capital outlays. The recommended budget includes a total of $487,588 for the joint operating program as Oregon's share of the commission's budget. The budget also includes expenses for the six gorge commissioners from Oregon with an appropriation of $60,778. The subcommittee approved 10 of the agency's 13 performance measures. 4 measures were deleted. 8 of the 10 approved measures were modified to include additional information, and the 2 new standard customer service measures were added. I move House Bill 5087 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I opposed this in committee, and I just wanted to put on the record why. This is a bi-state commission. It was established by federal law, and the intent of the compact was that each state pay approximately the same amount towards the maintenance of the commission. And our contribution is significantly lower than Washington State, and the cuts are going to severely hamper the commission's operation. I would respectfully say that we are going in the wrong direction on this commission, and I will be voting no.
Additional discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shoffler.
Since we've had this out of subcommittee, I've had a lot of people from my district call me, so I'm going to reserve my right to vote no on the floor but not object to it.
Objections to the motion.
Bakken objects.
I'm sorry, did I?
No, go ahead.
Did you have a disconnect?
Okay.
Objections.
Yeah.
Boone, March,
Wilson,
Hanson,
Bakken. Your job is kind of iffy.
What's that?
Your job is kind of iffy.
Okay, House Bill 5087, let the record show that Representative March, Boone, Hanson, and Avakian object. With those noted, motion carries. House Bill 5113, Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5113 is the budget bill for the Oregon Student Assistance Commission. The commission administers state and privately funded scholarship programs, including the state's primary student aid program, the Oregon Opportunity Grant. The commission also houses the Office of Degree Authorization. The Opportunity Grant assists lower-income students who attend an Oregon four-year or community Community College. Although the recommended budget does not fund the community grant at the level in the governor's budget, it does increase support by 45% above the current biennium level. This increase of $20.5 million will allow the state to award opportunity grants to all eligible full-time students. Currently, less than 70% of eligible students are funded before the appropriation is exhausted. The additional funding will also expand the grant program to include part-time students for the first time. These program expansions will occur in the second year of the biennium. House Bill 5113 will add more than 15,000 students to the opportunity grant program over the current biennium level and significantly expand access to universities and community colleges for Oregon's lower-income students. The subcommittee also made a number of other adjustments to streamline the agency and to reduce its administrative costs. Administrative costs were reduced by over $770,000 in general fund and by almost $1.1 million total funds, and three positions in the governor's budget were eliminated. Nonetheless, the agency will still be able to continue its existing functions at these reduced levels. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5113 be amended by the Dash 1 amendments and reported out do pass as amended. And, Mr. Chair, if I may just comment on this. I think this is a budget that we can be tremendously proud of, and this is a budget that is going to make a big difference to a large number of low-income students in the state. And I'm very gratified to see the addition of part-time students to the program, and I think that with the number of non-traditional students that we have in the higher education system and the community college system at this point, that this is a great addition.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the Dash 1 amendments. Discussion on the motion? Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This budget does move from the previous budget, moves in the right direction. From our previous year, I would have preferred to get to the level of the governor's budget, and that's one of the reasons I was basically opposed to the current proposal. I thought rolling in the grants right away would be help the students that are in need right now. So I will reluctantly vote no, just as a saying that I wish we could do better.
Objections to the motion?
I could make a comment, but I'm not going to.
Me either. Let the record show that Representative March objects with that exception. House Bill 5129, Department of Justice.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5129 is the budget bill for the Department of Justice. The department is responsible for general legal counsel and supervision of all legal actions in which the state is a party or has an interest. The Department of Justice is also responsible for a number of other programs, including child support enforcement, crime victims compensation, consumer protection, district attorney assistance, and regulation of charitable organizations. The department is also a major component of the law enforcement community, providing intelligence and investigative support for drug, terrorism, and organized crime investigations. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a budget for this agency of $282 million total funds and $30.9 million general fund. Several grants that became available after the governor's budget was finalized were approved, including those related to DUII prosecution assistance, organized crime intelligence, and internet crimes against children. A package that would have provided greater legal representation for child welfare workers was not approved. After the review of revenues for child support enforcement program, the subcommittee also approved the replacement of $526,000 in general fund with more other funds recoveries revenue. Funding was also identified to deal with issues in this program not addressed in the governor's budget, including the audit of the use of federal funds. The proposed budget also restores almost all the funding reduced by the governor from the crime victims program, including the domestic violence and sexual assault services program. The subcommittee reversed the governor's proposal to fund the crime victims program with general fund and finances these programs with criminal fines and assessment for CFAA revenues. The subcommittee discussed the lack of funding for two programs. The '03 legislature eliminated general fund resources for the Financial Fraud and Consumer Protection Program, and at this time there is no general fund allocated for the 05-07 period. The agency will likely have to adjust program spending levels to stay within the anticipated revenues from settlements, from businesses, and others. The funding for 07-09 will be even more constrained than this budget because a significant beginning balance is not expected. The other area of concern for the subcommittee was the budget for the defense of criminal convictions. The governor reduced this budget by 10%, and the subcommittee's budget makes a further 3% reduction. Since the department cannot control the number of appeals, this reduction may contribute to the growing backlog of cases. Some costs could be transferred to other parts of the criminal justice system. The subcommittee hoped the funding level for these two programs could be revisited by the end of the session. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5129 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion on the motion. Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I voted against this basically for the reasons Representative Hanna just outlined in his report. What we're doing is dramatically destabilizing the Consumer Protection Division. 2 years ago, we removed general fund from that division. But it had some ending balance that it could transfer over and keep going through this budget. That's, their resources are going to disappear before the end of the budget year. These are specialized people that protect Oregonians. They protect them from fraud. They protect them from predatory consumer practices. By destabilizing that, by not having enough revenue to go through a whole budget, although it seems like maybe their shortfall will be a relatively small percentage, but if that means that lawyers whose specialty is consumer protection and in this area end up either being transferred or stuff into different departments, the destabilization to that effort is going to be considerable. And then it'll grow worse in the next budget year. This is just terrible budgeting practices. If we wanted to really kill the department, I mean, we should do it. But trying to do it this way is like death by a thousand cuts, and it's something I can't support. The defense of criminal convictions is just as troubling. 2 years ago, we cut this department as part of the serious budget problems that we were involved in. Now we're facing them with another 10% cut that was from the governor's budget because it's virtually all services, the 3% co-chair's service reduction impacts them, the full 3% of the whole division, just based on the way their budget is put together. We've talked about that. We talked about modified spreading that out throughout the whole department. We didn't. Consequently, that means there's going to be a loss of excess of 3,000 hours of attorney's work on defending criminal appeals. Now, that sounds pretty mundane. The net impact of that means that those appeals are going to take longer to be resolved. They're going to drag on in the court system for a longer period of time. Most of them, the vast, vast majority, the state will prevail on, and will prevail on them whether they're resolved in 6 years or 8 years or 10 years. The handful in which we'll be referred back to trial, if they went too long, if the evidence has got stale, if witnesses have forgot what occurred or have died or can't be located, we'll have potentials that criminal convictions that have been returned to court aren't going to be able to be prosecuted because of the amount of time that we're taking to deal with it. These are actually, in terms of the whole budget, are relatively minor problems, but they're problems that we should have fixed and fixed earlier. We shouldn't just pass them on and hope that they're fixed down the road at a later date, because the later date's coming real quick, and I think we should be sending the best products forward we possibly can, not relying on others to fix things that we know are wrong. So I'll be a no, it won't be reluctant. It'll be a good, hard, straightforward no on this one.
Representative Schaffer.
I'll be joining my representative from Northeast Portland's objection.
I haven't called for him yet. Objections?
No, I just wanted to say I will be a yes on this vote, but I wanted to reiterate the discussion that our committee, the subcommittee, had as to the 3% and the impact, and then revisiting it later as we move forward in the next 2 weeks. Thank you.
Okay. Objections? Let the record reflect objecting Hansen, Schaffler, and March. With that, motion carries. House Bill 5130, Representative, Department of Administrative Services, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. I guess I have the boring budgets. I have the Department of Administrative Services. Colleagues, Jay.
I hope they're not out there somewhere.
No, there's nothing was implied by that. Just not exciting. House Bill 5130 is the budget bill for the Department of Administrative Services. The department is the central administrative agency for the executive branch. It provides a number of services to all state agencies and does a very, very good job doing that. The department's operations are supported mainly by the assessments and charges for services to state agencies. Your subcommittee approved a number of adjustments to the department's budget. Because of these adjustments and changes that have occurred since the original budget was developed, we were able to reduce the department's assessments and charges to state agencies by $17 million. Principal reductions are changed for permanently assigned fleet vehicles, uniform rent, controllers division charges, and PEB wellness assessment. We eliminated position authority and funding for the Progress Board. This results in reduced assessments to state agencies by $730,000. We provided significant funding for enterprise cybersecurity. This work was begun this biennium with emergency board approval, and we provided funding to continue that work into the next biennium. We also provided additional general fund and position authority for the department to continue its ballot measure 37 activities as gatekeeper of claims against the state. Your subcommittee also removed non-limited expenditure authority for a number of types of expenditures, thus improving legislative oversight over these expenditures. The subcommittee deleted some performance measures, approved others, and added two standard ones on customer satisfaction. The department is directed to develop performance measures relating to cybersecurity and report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for approval before the next legislative session. Again, there was no offense meant by that earlier statement. This just didn't seem like an overly exciting budget. The General Government and Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
The most boring reading of a bill I'd ever heard.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, do pass, with the -1 amendments. Discussion. Objections. Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5132, Department of Consumer and Business Services, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 5123 is the budget bill for the Department of Consumer and Business Services. The agency has a variety of regulatory programs, including workers' compensation, Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration, insurance, finance, and corporate securities and building codes. The agency is supported by assessments and fees charged for services, including workers' compensation assessments and licensing and inspection fees. DCBS receives $12.6 million in federal funds for support of occupational safety and health programs. DCBS has statutory authority to expend its federal funds as other funds. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $619 million other funds, 1,069 positions, and 1,060.42 FTE. The operating budget is $1.9 million below the governor's budget. Adjustments include standard reductions totaling $1,005,000 for PERS and attorney general rate reductions. and a reduction of $977,000 in services and supplies and capital outlay. This adjustment aligns the expenditure limitation with current expenditure estimates. The budget includes the governor's recommended policy option package to restore 10 positions and FTE and $1.3 million other funds in the Division of Finance and Corporate Securities. This action restores staffing reductions taken in the base as a result of revenue reductions. The restoration assumes passage of House Bill 5133, which is the agency fee bill. I'd also like to thank the director and her staff for their commitment to assisting small business owners throughout Oregon, which includes women, minority, and emerging small business owners. Also, Mr. Speaker, in the interest of good government, I want to put on the record that I have a significant financial interest in a company that advises clients to take certain actions related to this department. With that said, the General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5132 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Motion carries. House Bill 5133, Department of Consumer and Business Services Fee Bill. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5133 is the fee bill for the Department of Consumer and Business Services that accompanies the budget bill. The bill includes fees that were administratively established as a result of the passage of substantive bills by the 2003 legislature and fees administratively increased during the 2003-05 biennium. The budget for 05-07 assumes continuation of these fees. The legislature must now ratify these fees as established or increased by administrative rule during the interim. The bill contains two elements. The bill consolidates plumbing fees and reduces the number of separate fees from 18 down to 9. This consolidation is an efficiency measure for the agency and for the plumbing industry. And two, the bill increases mortgage lending, consumer finance, pre-needs trust, and worker leasing fees. These fees increases are necessary, to restore staff support to these programs that were reduced due to the revenue shortfall. The subcommittee heard public testimony and received letters in support of this fee bill, including support from the plumbing industry, worker leasing companies, and mortgage lenders. Once again, Mr. Co-Chair, in the interest of good government, I want to put on the record I have a significant financial interest in a company that advises clients to take certain actions related to this department. With that said, the General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5133 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair. Thank you. Just briefly, I'm not a big fan of fee increases. It's a little easier for me to vote for them when industry comes to us and says this is what we think is necessary and we're willing to tax ourselves more. I know that we've done good work in this legislative session in terms of looking at ending fund balances, and we've actually reduced some fees because of higher ending fund balances. And I just want to note for the record that I think we should continue to watch that issue in all of these agencies or programs that are primarily fee-driven to really take note of what their ending fund balances are and where we have opportunities to reduce fees that create economic incentives. I think we should take them, and when it's appropriate, when industry wants to pay more for whatever reasons, and accept that as a plausible argument. So with some trepidation, I will vote yes.
Thank you. Additional discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Lockheed.
I just want to echo Representative Krepp's comments. I'm going to support the fee bill as well, but I think that the subcommittees in this committee have done an especially good job this session in analyzing the appropriateness of fee increases against the ending balances, and I hope that's something we continue in the interim.
Thank you. Objections?
I object, Mr. Chair.
Let the record reflect that Representative Schaffler objects. With that, motion carries. House Bill 5134, Oregon Health and Science University, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5134 is the bill that provides general fund support to the Oregon Health and Sciences University and that authorizes tobacco master settlement funds to pay debt service on state bonds that were issued to support the OHSU Oregon Opportunity Program. The general fund in this budget supports the university's academic programs, its hospitals and clinics, the Child Development and Rehabilitation Center, and the Office of Rural Health and Area Health Education Center's programs. The governor's budget reduced state support for OHSU operations by $32.8 million from the current biennium level. At the governor's funding level, OHSU would have had to increase tuition for Oregon residents to the non-resident rates, close several clinics operated by the Child Development and Rehab Center, and reduce services in the remaining state-supported programs. House Bill 5134 restores $25 million of the $32.8 million reduction. This will fully restore all reductions to the schools of nursing, medicine, and dentistry, the Child Development and Rehab Center, and the Office of Rural Health and the AHEP programs. The restorations will avoid cuts to any of these programs and to the Oregon Poison Center. The budget also restores approximately half of the reduction that was proposed for the hospital. The university will manage the remaining $7.8 million reduction within its overall $1.2 billion hospital operating budget. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5134 be amended by the -1 amendments and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion on the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the interest of being brief, I'll keep it real short. It is excellent.
I want to emphasize the same thing, that I think you did a great job, and I'm glad to see the restorations of all these good preventive programs. I'm going to be an enthusiastic yes.
Thank you. Objections? Seeing none. So House Bill 5135, Department of Environmental Quality, Representative Morgan.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5135 is the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. The Department of Environmental Quality administers the state's laws regulating air, water, and land pollution. The department also manages the federally delegated Clean Air, Clean Water, and Resource Conservation and Recovery Act programs and administers the state environmental programs in the areas of solid waste management, planning and recycling, groundwater protection, and environmental cleanup. The subcommittee recommends a budget for the department that totals $264.8 million. The budget includes $21.9 million from general fund, $3.7 million from lottery funds, $104.3 million from other funds, and $38.1 million from federal funds. The budget also includes over $86 million of non-limited funds for Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan activities and debt service. The general fund portion of the budget is 9.1% below the governor's budget. The budget eliminates funding to implement the Willamette River Water Quality Plan, or TMDL, reduces the number of air toxics monitoring sites in Portland from 3 to 2, and reduces funding for technical hazardous waste technical support. Technical assistance. The budget also makes reductions to reflect lower PERS and Attorney General's rates and reduces general fund services and supplies expenditures by 3%. The budget invests money to address the backlog of wastewater permits and restructure the permitting program. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures, modifying 2 measures and adding 3, including the standardized customer service measures. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5135 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Schaffler.
I'll be supporting the budget. I did express reservations in the subcommittee about closing down of these monitoring air and monitoring stations. Hopefully when times get better, we can restore those.
Thank you. Thank you. Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I did express concerns about the Willamette River cut and the also the deletion of a Portland air quality measure, and also raised objection to a conceptual budget amendment that was introduced. And I don't know if that is still part of this or not. Is that because I see we have from our legislative council an opinion that the proposed budget note is unconstitutional. So I would hope that we are not including that budget note in this budget.
If I might address that point, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
We do have a letter from Legislative Council expressing concern that this may be unconstitutional. We also have at your places a memorandum from Lindsay Hart, Neal, and Wiegler expressing another perspective on that issue. So I would submit to you that this is something that needs to be discussed in greater detail with reference to our ability to do this, because my firm belief is that we are tasked as the legislative body with spending the state's funds, and that this is well within our purview.
Mr. Chair and Madam Vice Chair, my reading of this opinion says the Legislative Assembly has made a policy decision to allow the Environmental Quality Commission to adopt motor vehicle emission standards. That policy decision is codified in ORS 468A.360. Section 6 of the proposed amendments to House Bill 5135 is an implied amendment to ORS 468.360. As such, it is a change in a matter of policy that is discretionary and subject to debate, and therefore it is not appropriate as a provision in a bill appropriating money for current expenses of the state. And I agree it needs more discussion, and that's why I would prefer that we deal with it in a policy committee. I think that's the appropriate place for it.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Lockyer.
I want to make a comment regarding the memorandum that we have before us. The Lindsay Hart firm is really a quite excellent firm and a reliable source for opinions, as is Mr. Cosgrove, a very able attorney and advocate. I think, though, when we're presented with an opinion from an independent source such as this, and also a thorough analysis from our own attorneys, that it's important that we take the guidance from our own legislative counsel. And if we hedge one way or the other, that's the way we should hedge. And so if there happens to be a motion to strike that budget note, I think we should consider that carefully and do it.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for staff, and that's just a clarification of the issue of conceptual budget notes. I didn't think that they were part of our approved procedures.
Mr. Chair, Representative Hansen, this is actually not a budget note. It's Section 6 of the two amendments, I believe. -1 amendments. If you look in your packet, it's Section 6 on page 2. So it's not. It was adopted at the subcommittee level conceptually, as you adopt the other amendments that are here conceptually, and then it was put in together as a combined amendment for your approval today.
Thank you. Just a clarification of, and when we're having certainly conceptual budget notes, when we're dealing with the ways and means budget that apply to the dollars and cents and the ongoing fine-tuning of the numbers, I think are very appropriate. But when we get into an arena that has this much policy involved in it, and it's conceptual, there's less time for it to be examined, perused, and then we get into the situations like we're in now, where a budget committee is meeting and we've got conflicting legal opinions that we're supposed to be analyzing. That's one of the reasons I think wisdom would have a shying away from conceptual notes that relate to policy, because it just creates a longer... just helps complicate the process.
So noted. So noted on Avakian, Representative Avakian, Hansen, and March. Objections to the motion? Representative Boone?
Just for the same reason, the amendment, the piece of it.
Mr. Chairman, I clarify that the motion before us now is a motion not to adopt the amendments, but to adopt the budget, correct? As presented.
Didn't accept the motion. There was no motion. The motion is House Bill 5135, Department of Education, Environmental Qualities Budget. It is not a budget notice, Section 6 of the budget.
I was just clarifying. Then.
Mr. Chair, I would amend the motion to send this back to committee. To the subcommittee to strike Section 6, since it seems to be in conflict, according to our counsel. And it was presented as a budget note, not as an amendment to the budget bill that was before us. So I did not object to the budget bill.
It was for clarification purposes.
Representative Morgan.
It was not presented as a budget note, Representative March.
I'm sorry to disagree. As I read the notes here, it said we approved the House subcommittee adopted a conceptual amendment. Okay. I thought it was a budget note. I withdraw that portion. I'm sorry. But I understood to be a budget note.
So, let's proceed with the original motion.
Mr. Chair, I stand on my motion. I'd like to see this section deleted, and I move that we send it back to the subcommittee for that purpose.
Stand it in for a moment. Committee, discussion on that motion. Roll call vote, please.
Representative Avakian.
Aye.
Representative Hanna.
No.
Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Representative Krupp.
No.
Representative March.
Aye.
Representative Morgan.
No.
Representative Richardson.
No.
Representative Shopper. Representative Smith.
No.
Representative Wisner.
No.
Chair Scott.
No.
The motion fails.
Okay. House Bill 5135. Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the -1 amendments. Comments? Objections? March. Hansen, Avakian.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I'm not an objection. I'm just a no.
Okay. Boone had previously objected, so I'm going to put her down.
And Representative Schaffler is back.
Point of order.
She's
not here. She
can't vote. Budget. We're out. Yeah, where we're at is he's asking for objections on the budget. Yeah.
Let's do a roll call on this.
Representative Avakian.
No.
Representative Hanna.
Yes.
Representative Hansen?
No.
Representative Krupp?
Aye.
Representative March?
No.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Richardson?
Aye.
Representative Shoffler?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Wisner?
Aye.
Chair Scott?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. House Bill 5141, Department of Environmental Quality Fee Bill, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5141 ratifies fee modifications implemented through rulemaking during the 2003-05 session interim. The fee modifications affect the stormwater program by assigning an existing fee category to a new type of permit with a similar fee resulting in no change in revenue. The fee structure for 401 certification was reconfigured with some fees increasing and others decreasing, which is expected to be revenue neutral.
A $450,000 reduction in revenue is expected to result from creation of a new on-site permit fee designed to encourage utilization of a less complex permit with a lower fee. These fee modifications are assumed in the budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. Your Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5141 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Motion carries. House Bill 2593 relating to hazardous waste disposal fees. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2593 would remove the January 2nd, 2006 sunset and make permanent the temporary schedule for hazardous waste management fees paid to the Department of Environmental Quality by hazardous waste disposal facility operators. The state currently has one hazardous waste disposal facility. The facility pays a management fee to DEQ based on the amount and types of waste received from customers of the facility. While the disposal fee is set in statute at $30 per ton of waste disposed at the facility, a temporary schedule of lower fees was enacted by the 1997 Legislative Assembly in order for the facility to remain competitive with similar facilities in neighboring states and has been approved each biennium since then. Without passage of this bill, the fee will revert to $30 per ton. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2593 be reported out. Do pass.
Representative March recommends the bill reported out. Do pass. Discussion? Objections? So ordered. House Bill 3029, relating to Juvenile Crime Prevention Advisory Committee. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, House Bill 3029 transfers the Juvenile Crime Prevention Advisory Committee and related responsibilities from the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission to the State Commission on Children and Families. The Juvenile Crime Prevention Advisory Committee was created by the 1999 legislature as part of a statewide effort to provide services for high-risk youth through local juvenile crime prevention plans. The committee and related juvenile crime prevention activities are a good fit in the State Commission on Children and Families. The commission works with other state agencies and local county commissioners for planning and coordination and services for all children ages 0 to 18 and their families. The transfer will let the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission focus on its core functions relating to the state's criminal justice system and sentencing guidelines. The budget already approved by the House Committee on the Budget for these two agencies anticipated approval of this bill. The dash one amendments add an emergency clause to the bill. This matches the bill's effective date with the July 1, 2005 start of the biennium. Colleagues, as a member of the Deschutes County Commission on Children and Families, I'm glad to see this. There was no opposition from the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, and I'm happy that all the money was transferred by our leadership to the State Commission on Children and Families, $6.3 million. And I hope our colleagues in the Senate will find the other $2 million that they're shorted this effort. It's going to help our at-risk families. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety recommends House Bill 3029 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. That completes the agenda for the House Special Committee on Budget, so we will stand adjourned.